what's going on here. Honestly, I have no idea if this is going to work out. I'm going to read a poem that was translated by Anna Papelli and myself together by Primoz Čučnik. And this is a poem. Jesus Christ. I don't know if anyone can possibly hear this over this ambient environmental noise, but it's the poem that is titled It Happens All the Time. In Slovene, it's called Dogaja se ne pre ne homo. I don't know if that's the right pronunciation. In English, it goes like this. It happens all the time, like heating in the central heating ducts or runners in the central park. I'm sorry that I'm leaving, but it's the only way for me to go, to leap from a skyscraper window and hover down to earth, landing like a feather batted about by the breeze. And I believe I could land like a snowflake, or shoes double tied together, flung over the lines. The several ton ferry breaks the dock, and the ferryman sleeps on the overnight. This happens all the time. That man is an itinerant, walking to every part of town, certain he has no home. Sometimes at a stop, he stops, but he can't shake the feeling. It seems he fell from the skyscraper so huge and practically touched the cosmos, but now he walks around like a madman, it being the only way. But no one notices. The stock market doesn't answer. I have the feeling I'm from another planet, but dying is my guest again. Some other eyes observing me with interest. But no, I don't feel invited. I keep hearing a sparrow singing the saddest song of all, and winter will clip its wings. This is kind of amazing. Who are all these people in this anthology? I'm going to read a poem by Barbara Guest that I've never read before, but which is in the most recent Chicago Review, with which I'm no longer affiliated. And Barbara Guest shares my birthday. Unfortunately, she's no longer alive. But I saw her read in San Francisco many years ago, and I think she's amazing. So this is Barbara Guest from Byron's Signatories 2. Lately, he said you've a shocking amount of premature histories. Your stockings have burns. It is the Alaska pipeline all over, in the polar morning that should be dusk. Does it matter about gloves? 3. Supposedly more religious to do it in geometrics without images, with an acoustical sound like E's that are closer to a childhood of alphabets, the way it murmured, and you were here all the while, sleeplessly, as a diet counts grams, those vowels continuing with you in the distances. They are asymmetrical, also mountains, with their dark and quiet. Now I'm going to try to remember a German poem that I just recited to Sarah. But really, there are so many poems, I don't know why it has to be German. But this is a sonnet by Rilke from the Sonnets to Orpheus, which is the last of the sonnets of the two cycles of the Sonnets to Orpheus.
Stiller Freund der vielen Fernen, fühle, wie dein Atem noch den Raum vermehrt. Im Gebälk der finstern Glockenstühle lass dich läuten. Das, was an dir zerrt, wird ein starkes über dieser Nahrung. Geh in die Verwandlung aus und ein. Was ist deine leidendste Erfahrung? Ist dir Trinken bitter? Werde rein. Sei in dieser Nacht aus Übermacht Zauberkraft im Kreuzweg deiner Sinne, ihrer seltsamen Begegnung Sinn. Und wenn dich das Irdische vergaß, zu der stillen Erde sag, ich bin. Zu dem raschen Wasser sprich, ich bin.
Okay, I'm going to read it again, because there are some grammatical points that I'm not actually sure about, and because I think there was a lot of ambient noise. I don't even know if ambient is the right word. Stiller Freund der vielen Fernen, fühle, wie dein Atem noch den Raum vermehrt. Im Gebälk der finstern Glockenstühle, lass dich läuten. Das, was an dich zerrt, wird ein starkes über dieser Nahrung. Geh in der Verwandlung aus und ein. Was ist deine leidendste Erfahrung? Ist dir Trinken bitter? Werde Wein. Sei in dieser Nacht aus Übermaß Zauberkraft am Kreuzweg deiner Sinne, ihrer seltsamen Begegnung Sinn. Und wenn dich das Irdische vergaß, zu der stillen Erde sag, ich rinne, zu dem raschen Wasser sprich, ich bin. Was er noch sagen wollte, ist, dass die Katie irgendwie so eine Stimme hat, und ich glaube, man kann das nie irgendwie ausstreichen aus dieser Aufnahme. Gut, das war denn alles, und ich gehe denn jetzt. Dankeschön.